What if you saw your face grafted onto some sketchy ad on Facebook? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First off, when you buy a car, do you expect the salesperson to do what's best for you, the buyer, or do you figure they're out to make the most money for themselves or the dealership? Well, what about when you consult a stockbroker or other financial professional? Which brings us to something called the fiduciary rule, which showed up briefly and is now officially going away. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell is here to explain. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, David.
The fiduciary rule, investment advisors and stockbrokers have to act in the best interest of clients, not necessarily in the broker's best interest. But what? The Securities and Exchange Commission voted to ratchet that back?
Exactly. Large parts of the industry, Wall Street, did not like this rule because brokers, you know, they've been subject to what's called the suitability standard. So suitability says they look at you and they say, okay, you got this kind of income, you're this age, this is an investment that's suitable for you. And what the fiduciary standard says is no, you have to put the client's interests first. You have to eliminate, not just disclose, but eliminate conflicts of interest. And it's to promote transparency in all your dealings. And the industry didn't like this because it eliminated commissions and it raised the standards. And it looks like the SEC went along with the industry.
But the SEC didn't say it can be a free-for-all now, that fiendish brokers can swindle you with whatever they want.
Exactly. So it's a higher standard than the suitability standard. It's called the client's best interests. And what they're really relying on, the commissioners, is disclosure. A lot more disclosure about conflicts of interest. They have some tough rules that would, you know, eliminate some of these financial incentives that firms give to their brokers. It would have some ways to crack down on churning to generate commissions. So it's a step in the right direction. It's just not as tough a standard as the fiduciary standard.
Chris, where do you stand on disclosure? The thing is, it puts the duty on the consumer to read the disclosure material and fully understand that sometimes the person selling you an investment product might not have your best interests at heart.
Right. So who can be against disclosure? Who is against transparency? What I like is the fiduciary standard. You put the client's interests first. Lots of people now know there's such a thing as a fiduciary standard, and there's more options out there. So a number of the big mutual fund companies like Fidelity, you know, they made it much easier to embrace the fiduciary standard. Of course, your certified financial planners and your registered investment advisors, they've long adhered to the fiduciary standard. So in one sense, I think the industry won. This is the direction the Trump administration wants to go. But in the marketplace, the fiduciary standard one.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, speaking to us from St. Paul. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Hasbro makes a lot of toys that are impulse buys when you browse the aisles of Toys R Us. But now that Toys R Us is going out of business, Hasbro is miserable. Today, Hasbro said its profits disappeared last quarter and posted a loss of $112 million. Hasbro stock is down 3.5%. Just as you count on Marketplace for reliable, in-depth news and information, we're counting on listeners like you to invest in what we do. The more people who support Marketplace, the more that we can do to raise economic intelligence across the country. You'll reap the rewards every time you listen, knowing that you're helping Marketplace make people smarter about the economy and why all this matters. And here's the thing, your donation now will be matched dollar for dollar when you give today, thanks to a generous challenge from our friends at Candida. Become a Marketplace investor at marketplace.org, and thanks for making a difference. There's a respected financial journalist turned personal finance expert who kept seeing his own face on Facebook, and it really started getting under his skin. The guy's huge in Britain. The thing is, Martin Lewis's face kept showing up on ads for get-rich-quick schemes. Companies, he says, used his image without permission. Well, there's news today that Mr. Lewis is suing Facebook for running those ads. The BBC's technology correspondent Rory Ketlin-Jones brings some context to this.
Polls suggest over here that you ask people who they trust most to be an expert on money. They even seem to think he's an economist. Martin Lewis's name comes very near the top.
So he has this brand associated with quality. And yet what? He goes on Facebook and sees advertisements with his face on it?
It's his face mocked up to say he says, you know, get into Bitcoin or buy this or invest in that, stuff that he's never done. And he's become ever more furious that Facebook seems unable to remove these adverts from their platform. He says it's not about him. It's about people who believe in him being fooled and possibly losing quite a lot of money to fraudsters.
Now, we should point out, it isn't Facebook reaching into its database of faces and doing this. It's actually advertisers on the Facebook platform that seem to be doing this.
That's right. His face has been misappropriated by whoever these people are running these adverts. And I think this highlights something wider, which is the automation of advertising, how little oversight there is these days, and how something that was promised to be kind of better targeted online advertising has turned out to be a real haven for people with bad ends.
Now, how has Facebook responded to Mr. Lewis's lawsuit here?
Well, Facebook denies that it's at fault. We do not allow adverts which are misleading or false on Facebook, and have explained to Martin Lewis that he should report any adverts that infringe his rights, and they will be removed. They say they're in direct contact with his team. But I think here's the issue. The sheer volume of content of all kinds on these platforms is almost impossible for the companies themselves to keep up with. You know, they may get rid of one fake advert and another one will pop up 5 minutes later. It's a continual game of whack-a-mole.
BBC technology correspondent Rory Ketlin-Jones in London, thank you.
Thank you.
The BBC's our editorial partner. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.